mother just recently developed an intolerance or something to milk. She can't drink milk.
Yeah.
Sort of hacked her off the shelves. This is when I'm afraid that's going to make a noise. I'm not sure it would,
yeah.
But just in case.
Okay.
Let's see. If somebody came to see your wife and she was in the outback, you might say, well, she's, what would you say to her?
I just tell them close as I could where she's at.
Okay.
Yeah, outside, I'd go holler at her.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody's not going away from you, you'd say he's coming.
Coming to me if he wasn't going away.
Okay. And if you saw somebody in town that you hadn't seen for a while, you might say, well, gee, I wasn't looking for him. I just sort of, what?
Just haven't seen.
Okay. If a child was given the same name that her mother has, you'd say that they named the child
after her.
Okay. And if you're going hunting, you'd better take along a good hunting
gun. Or a rifle, whatever.
Okay. And
shotgun or rifle, whatever one.
And if you're going to get duck or something like that, you not only need a shotgun, you'd have to have a...
You mean a heavier shot?
To go and get the duck and bring it back.
Oh, usually the hunters that does that's got a dog go picks it up,
okay.
Gets it out of there.
Okay.
Makes a run out there, but I never did. I never was a real hunter. I'd hunt, but not like they do make a practice of it.
Yeah.
I like to hunt a little. Once in a while, pasture, go shoot rabbits or quail or dove,
rabbits.
Such as that.
Rabbits are hard to hit.
Yeah.
I tried to shoot a rabbit once, and that little fellow's fast.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever did get him.
He'll usually, if he don't get too far away, I'll start circling. You got a little better chance to get him sometime.
Uh-huh.
Of course, if he goes to going the wrong way.
This one was going zigzag like that.
Yeah.
And he always turned just as I was starting to lead him just a little bit, you know, and he turned, and I miss him this way.
Dodgy.
Yeah. Smart rabbit. What would you say to your dog if you wanted to attack? Wanting to attack somebody. I want him to attack another dog.
I tell him to get him.
Okay.
See him. Go get him.
Okay. If a dog is a mixed breed, you'd call him a what?
That's what I'd call him. Just a mixed breed dog.
Okay. What if he was a worthless kind of good for nothing kind of dog?
I'd try to get rid of him.
That's my dog.
You know, you wouldn't believe it, but I used to have a dog here. I could send him way back up there in the pasture. Get the cows, just tell him to go get him.
Neat.
But I trained him that way.
Yeah. How did you ever first show him what to do?
Well, just get him going away and then show him after you go with him and get pretty close and just gradually get him further. If you take him all the time, they'll learn quicker than you think they will. If they're a good dog, it'll learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little old puppy. Here, little black puppy, he sure was a cute little old dog. Well, he's from her. And I got him, take him to after cows every time.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know, these cows come all along here, and I could got to where I would walk over here, and he'd bring every one of them.
Huh.
Just come, one and stop over here while he'd come in behind and get it.
Uh-huh.
Driving every one of them here at the house.
My little old puppy, he does everything the big one does. And I can tell the big one sit and the little one sits.
Yeah.
The big one may not sit, but the little one does.
Yeah. I never did teach my dogs that, to sit down. See, a lot of them it does, but I don't know why I didn't.
Uh-huh. Well, they're outdoor dogs. It's not always necessary, you know?
Yeah.
If you had a dog, you might say to a stranger,